Well, protests against Donald Trump have already started in London, where the Queen's hosting a formal state dinner for the US President and his wife. That's the sound of a few hundred people jeering at Buckingham Palace as Donald Trump's Marine One helicopter came into land for the state banquet. London is now essentially in lockdown, with thousands of police and security personnel ready to protect the president. Later today, Donald Trump will meet with the outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May at Downing Street, but that's sure to be overshadowed by the mass anti-Trump protest in central London, what's expected to be one of Britain's biggest demonstrations ever. Dennis Fernando is one of the organisers of the Stand Up to Trump protest. Dennis Fernando, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Dennis, the President is here on a state visit, attending a state dinner hosted by the Queen at Buckingham Palace at the moment, so he's been afforded a great honour. Why are the people coming out in protest?
Well, it's for a very simple reason. Donald Trump's policies seriously threaten humanity. He's emboldening rising fascists and the KKK when he cages migrant children, puts in place a Muslim ban, attacks the rights of women and LGBT people, and threatens more war and climate chaos. On those last two things, the doomsday clock has been moved closer to midnight, minutes closer to midnight as a result of his presidency. And we just do not agree with him being given this red carpet treatment, which will completely legitimize all these views and these threats that he poses to various bits of humanity in parts, but also to the whole of humanity through his policies on war and climate change.
So these protests that are going on, as I say, the royal family has welcomed him with pomp and ceremony. Is the protest about Donald Trump's visit, or is it directed at the royal family for inviting the US president to the palace?
I mean, we're called together against Trump. We're about Donald Trump. We are definitely saying that what Donald Trump wants from this protest is, a supporting cast for his next election broadcast of the Queen, of the Prime Minister, of whatever he can get. He wanted a golden carriage and he wanted to address Parliament. And because of the sheer weight of opposition there is to the kind of policies that Donald Trump has, there isn't a golden carriage parade down a Whitehall and down the Mall, and he isn't being invited into Parliament. And these are all very significant. Usually, this kind of visit, where you've got this kind of PR offensive from someone as powerful as him, involves a meet and greet of the public, and that isn't happening in a mass way, particularly in London. So those are all things that give you a very clear indicator, which may not be coming across right now in the narrative, but when you see the big demonstrations and when you see how much opposition there is to the kind of policies that Donald Trump is putting forward, it is very clear that he does pose a very meaningful threat to a whole number of people, and they are going to make their views known.
So you're saying that he's been denied those elements of the normal state visit because of security concerns, because of the protests?
Well, I think public opinion is playing a role here. And that's not being put forward in the media narrative at the moment, because a lot of the media, as we well know, are supportive of the same kind of people that Donald Trump represents. That is the ultra-rich millionaires and billionaires, which is why parts of the narrative don't figure in that. But that, in a sense, because of social media, because of the deep connection that there is both in Britain and around the world, and even in America, around the kind of opposition that there is to Donald Trump, that message is going to be heard, and we will not be silenced by that.
Last year, about 250,000 people protested when Donald Trump came for that working visit to London. Major protest is being planned. I've lost track of time. I think tomorrow your time. Do you expect you'll get the same numbers?
Well, I think that there's a different dynamic here because of the fact that it's in the middle of the working week and it's in the middle of a working weekday. But we are expecting.
Are you already lowering expectations then?
It's not a question of lowering expectations. When you look at a recent poll in London, it showed that less than one quarter of Londoners support this visit, and over a million Londoners are in favour of the protests. So it's not at all lowering expectations. It's just to say that there is a very specific timing issue, but we are going to have a very big demonstration. And let's not forget, you will see the ultra-rich, top 1%, tiny minority of people, our failing Prime Minister, Theresa May, meeting with Donald Trump, and you will see thousands upon thousands of people outside. It will be very, very clear where the people are and what their view is on this matter.
Haven't there been some recent indications, though, that there are plenty of people in Britain who who are as one or agree with a lot of Donald Trump's messages, the people who voted for Brexit, for instance, the people who voted for Nigel Farage, who was formerly from the UKIP party, that some of them might support Donald Trump's sentiments around migration, for instance?
I don't know that there are many Britons, and in fact many people in any country in the world, looking at a picture of a child in a cage crying their eyes out because they tried to cross a border, who will think, oh yeah, that's what I want, I support that. And I think it's a really big jump to say that any vote of anything in Britain means that they are supportive of those kind of policies. I just out and out reject that. You put a child in a cage who is of a migrant family in front of anyone with common decency and say, yes, that when I vote, that's what I want. I completely and utterly refute that that's the case.
So the cross-section of people that come to London tomorrow, are they coming from, they're being, some of them are being brought in from other parts of the country too, I think. Where are they coming from?
They're coming from all different parts of the country, you know, from the north, from the south, from all around. There's you know, tens of coaches that have been booked to come into London. And there is very big signs that there are going to be a whole load of protesters out there. We're even having people from America who are going to be joining the stewarding operation, who are sending us in messages saying, thank you very much for standing up for me. You are supporting me when you are putting forward this demonstration.
So sorry to interrupt you, Dennis. Is Jeremy Corbyn, the opposition leader, the Labour leader, is he going to address the rally?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's declined an invitation to meet Donald Trump, and instead he's going to be coming to the demonstration. So we're really, really pleased to have him there. And he'll be joining a myriad of different people from movements, from different experiences. Many of the groups that I've described that Donald Trump poses a threat to are going to be part of our demonstration.
And just one final question. Do you have permission to fly the baby Trump blimp over Parliament House, or are you going to fly it anyway?
Yeah, well, there is permission and the blimp will fly. And the thing that they very, very meaningfully did was that they asked for tens of thousands of pounds to be donated to charity in order for the blimp to fly. So that blimp flying is, again, it's about bringing people together and it's about helping people and about having a deeper message than just what that visually represents. And so, yes, it will be there.
Dennis,
and we're very grateful to people for donating to allow that to happen.
Dennis, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dennis Fernando, one of the organisers of the Stand Up to Trump protests. This will be a mass protest, though indications are he's not expecting it to be as many people in the streets as the 250,000 that were there last time Trump visited. But I guess we'll see.